under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, and watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, November 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network with Trucker Randy Bishop. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Veterans Day. Right out of the gate, I'd like to thank all of the veterans, people who have served in our armed forces. Greatly appreciate your service. I'm broadcasting from the hotel here in Alpena, Michigan. Went down to breakfast this morning and saw a veteran there. He had a Desert Storm hat serving our country, and I thanked him, shook his hand, and said, thank you for your service. So if you see a veteran out there today that you know, thank them. Appreciate all of the things that they've done for our country. Their sacrifice, their family sacrifice, God bless every single one of them. So thank you very much for your service. Want to start off by a field report. Attended the Planning Commission's meeting in Presque Isle County last night, Belknap Township Hall. Huge turnout. Almost every seat was packed. I think they even had to open up the balcony area in the back because there were so many people there. Standing room only. And the very first thing they did was violate Robert's Rules of Order. The chairman asked for a motion to approve the agenda as written. Somebody made the motion. It was seconded. No discussion. Took a vote. Passed the agenda. The very first thing the chairman did was violate the agenda that they had just approved. He said, well, we're going to table public comment, which was on the agenda after they had approved the minutes of the previous meeting. It was going to be opened up to public comment. And he said, well, we're going to amend the agenda and we're going to allow DTE to make their presentation first, and then we're going to hold public comment. I was sitting in the front row. Sherry LaFave was there with her video camera rolling. We videotaped the entire thing. And I said, point of order, Mr. Chairman, you can't do that. And he looked at me with this shock and awe look on his face. What are you talking about? I'm the chairman. I can do whatever I want. No, sorry, sir. You just passed a motion to accept and adopt the agenda as written. If you're wanting to amend the agenda, you have to have somebody make a motion to rescind the approval of the agenda and then have somebody make a motion with the amended agenda attached to it, part of it. Support needs to be received, discussion, and a vote. He looked over at the county commissioner, who I found out last night, she is not, no party affiliation, Marianne Heidemann. She's the county commissioner representing District 2, Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and a portion of the city of Rogers City, west of U.S. 23 corridor. Well, we're going to talk about Marianne Heidemann. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Giving a little bit of a field report of what happened last night at Belknap Township Hall. It was an application requesting a special use permit by DTE to the folks there in Presque Isle County. They had to amend the agenda that they had already approved once we clarified that they were going to have a presentation by DTE first before allowing public hearing, public comment. Once they did that, that gave us an opportunity to videotape, memorialize all of the statements, all of the implied warranties, guarantees, and statements of fact by the DTE team, their legal counsel, as well as a representative from Barton Mallow, a huge commercial developer in the state of Michigan, have been in business for over 100 years, employs more union workers than any other private sector company, bragging about their financial strength and their ability to use the right materials to make sure that these solar panels will not leak any toxic rare earth minerals into the soils that would leach through the soils down into the underground water aquifers. All those representations were made last night as part of the applicant requesting a special use permit. Well, once they were done with their presentation, it went into public comment. I promptly went over and took the microphone from the gentleman at DTE. He's like, well, it has to go back to the chairman. I said, no, I'm putting it in the mic stand near the podium. I knew the battery was going to run out. They hooked it up to the hard wire, got it working on the speaker system. I made the very first public comment. I informed the Planning Commission, the chairman of the Planning Commission, and the sitting county commissioner from the district number 2, Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, in the population west of the 23 corridor for the city of Rogers City, Marianne Heideman. Now, the chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, had appointed Marianne Heideman from District 2 to sit on that planning commission. She then made the proper motion, got the agenda amended, DTE gave their presentation, I gave the first public comment at the meeting last night. And I informed them that what Marianne Heideman said wasn't true. When DTE was complete with their presentation, was willing to take questions, and they made it very clear from the planning commission, planning commission members, County Commissioner Marianne Heideman wanted to make sure that she got it out of DTE from their attorney, the package of bills that had been rammed through in Lansing this past week prior to them ending their legislative session, stating that basically it was a done deal. Approving this permit was a formality because the Democrats in the House, the Democrats in the Senate, and the governor getting ready to sign these clean energy bill package was going to take local control out of everybody's hands statewide. That's not true. She tried to make it look like this entire meeting was a complete waste of time. Them having to come and make their presentation, all the people that showed up and spoke at public comment against the project, well, it doesn't matter what you peasants want. It doesn't matter what you think. this is outside of our control, is basically what Marianne Heidemann tried to say to the crowd while I stood up and countered her. First of all, the MTA, the Michigan Township Associations, are against this entire package of bills. MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties, are against this entire package of bills. The Michigan Municipal League is completely against these packages of bills, as well as the Michigan Manufacturers Association. I've already gotten information from both the MTA and the MAC, Michigan Township Association, Michigan Association of Counties. They plan to take this to court as soon as the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signs them into law, however, without immediate effect, which won't take effect until 90 days from this coming Tuesday when they are ending this legislative year. Yes, officially, this coming Tuesday, November 14th, they're done for the year. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The 90-day clock starts ticking, and then they go into effect. Well, there's going to be lawsuits filed, Marianne. This is going to be tied up in court. There was no reason why you guys had to take up the permit application at last night's meeting, especially in light of how many people were there speaking out against it. I stood up and explained to the people attending the meeting and informing the commissioners of the Planning Commission that these package of bills was passed along partisan lines. In the House, 56 Democrats voted for it. 54 Republicans voted against it. In the state Senate, 20 Democrat senators voted for it. The 18 Republican senators voted against it. And they did not give an immediate effect in the Senate, which would have required 6 Republican state senators to do it. They did not. And then I informed the room that their state representative, Cam Cavett from the 106, and their state senator, Michelle Hatanga from the 36th Senate District, voted against it. The state representative and the state senator that the people in that room elected to go to Lansing to represent them both voted against it. And that, I'm sorry, Marianne, this is not a done deal. This is far from a done deal. This is going to go to court. This is going to be tied up in court. This may go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Based on the money that the MTA and MAC has, Michigan Municipal League, without talking to them, maybe the Great Lakes Justice Center, the North American Law Center, and other groups. If this ends up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court, people, we may end up having a Republican governor sworn in on January 1st of 2027, along with a Republican majority in the House and in the Senate, and rescind every single thing that Democrats did so far this legislative year. Everything. Not just this clean energy package of crap that would triple, quadruple the cost of our electric bills, both for our houses, our businesses, and manufacturing in this state, but all the other garbage crap they've passed this year as well. It can all be undone if the Republicans get their act together, take back the majority of the House, take back the majority in the Senate, and elect a good, strong, conservative Republican governor, businessman that can fix all this crap. I don't care why or what they did last night. As far as this project in Belknap Township, Presque Isle County, it's a done deal. Why? because the communist Democrat Mary Ann Heidemann, District 2, lied in her representation as to what the bills truly said, what they truly did, and did not lead the crowd to believe that this was going to be tied up in court. She conveniently forgot that part. Well, I reminded her and the room that this is going to court. It's going to be tied up in court, and it's far from being a done deal. But regardless, you know what they did after I left? I had to go preparing for my business meeting this morning, right after the show here in Alpena. Mary Ann Heidemann already had the motion typed up. Now, she herself did not make the motion. She handed it off to another Planning Commission member who used to serve, I believe, as a county commissioner. She handed it to him. Had him make the motion. It was supported. Discussion. They voted on it. You know what they did? They approved it. Yeah, they threw in something about a bond, which I brought up. You see, every single representation, every single statement, every single implied warranty that came out of the gentleman from Barton Mallow, the contractor, the attorney for DTE, and all of the employees of DTE, the poor young guy on the end responsible for the laptop was falling asleep, bored out of his mind, didn't get enough rest, probably married with a young baby, didn't get enough sleep last night. Well, guess what? We got it all videotaped. Every single thing you guys said was part of your application for that special use permit. I reminded them of that and the fact that we got it videotaped. The Planning Commission went ahead and voted and passed and gave them their special use permit. Now there's going to be a 150 megawatt solar farm in Presque Isle County. They did not heed my advice in forcing them, making conditions on the approval for them to guarantee and provide a corporate bond ensuring the people of Presque Isle County that if they're damaged, harmed in any way, shape, or form, that they could go after both Barton Mallow as well as DTE. They didn't do it. So guess what? The Democrat chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, he put Mary Ann Heidemann on that planning commission for a reason. Because of her far left woke green agenda policies. He and her wanted to make sure that this got done. Well, it's going to be our job to find people to run against them. Bottom of the hour, newsbreak hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.